Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on in Douglasville. Incoming and all over ATL. Thanks for coming over with us. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
I got something wedding-related causing me anxiety.
It's not the fact that I haven't gotten my groomswoman dress yet, is it?
No, you're fine.
Okay, good. I didn't want it to be my fault.
You got like 5 weeks. You're totally fine.
But did you see? I've got an appointment to pick out dresses.
Perfect.
Very excited. I emailed you about it.
You emailed me and I saw that Callie was copied on it because you're like, and I'll send pictures. Like, I don't care.
I know. I'm not going to send them to you. I'm sending them to your bride.
So here's what's causing me anxiety. My big honeymoon plan, right? The honeymoon for the, after the wedding.
After you are hashtag $2.
Yep.
Then you're headed out on honeymoon.
Booked, ready to go, can't wait. And it's a complete surprise. I've told no one.
I love this so much. So Callie's just going to pack for the temperature.
Yep.
I told her what temperature it's going to be.
I told her that I will tell her a week before the wedding weekend. So like that's will be like Thursday.
Okay.
She has like a bridesmaid's luncheon or dinner or something, whatever. So
yep.
1 week before I will tell her what the forecast will be for our destination.
And then she can just be packed and ready to go. When are you going to reveal where you're going?
Probably at the wedding is my big plan.
Okay.
I'm just second guessing it.
Oh, no. Why?
I have become, for whatever reason, in certain areas of my life, more indecisive.
Okay.
So I've become more indecisive. So I've become less decisive. Mm-hmm. So I have had a harder time making decisions, and it's something that's happened fairly recently.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. And I think I'm usually pretty good at making a decision, sticking with it, and going with it. But I am second-guessing the honeymoon destination that I have picked out, even though I know it's ridiculous.
Is it because there are so many options? Like, did you spend too much time online looking at all the different options? And then once you decide, you're like, oh, maybe I should have picked all these other beautiful places to go? Or
here's what I think.
Is it because there's too much information available?
I don't think that's it, because I think, in my opinion, I have the perfect option. Like, there's so many great, like, this is a great option. Where we're going is great. Like, there's on every single level. I don't want to give away any clues because I really have told not a soul. But on every single level, it's a great option. It's great.
And you're going to have a great time.
And we're going to have a great time. But then there are doubts creeping in my mind, making me go, well, maybe she won't like this about it. Or maybe I should do this instead. Or maybe it shouldn't be like this. And it's driving me nuts that I have those doubts. It's driving me insane.
Is it because you did not run it by your best man, by any friend, by me? Hello?
I'll run it by you, and you could be the only person who knows, because I know you love stuff like that. But I think maybe it's because when it comes to like experiences and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And you only get one chance to go on a honeymoon, and I want it to be perfect for her. And because I'm not telling her, what if it doesn't meet her expectations? Oh my God, that's it. I just realized why I'm having her time. What if that's it? What if it doesn't meet her expectations?
I don't think there's any way it could be disappointing. She is so happy to marry you. She's so excited. And you guys are going to be married. You're going to have an epic wedding. It's going to be so much fun with all your friends. And then finally, you get to be alone together somewhere magical. There's no way she's going to be disappointed. There's no way it won't be it wouldn't matter where you're going. Truly, I really believe that. It would not matter where you took Callie. She would be head over heels about it.
All right.
Because it's the two of you, and you will be Mr. and Mrs. Dollar.
Right, and we'll be together.
Yes.
And so she's not going to second guess.
There's no way.
Perfect. So
unless you take her somewhere where it's snowing. You didn't book anywhere where it's going to be snowing, right?
No, that's ridiculous. The only thing I do have to check is to make sure there's not a hole in the tent. Because that would be really, really awkward if the tent started leaking. Okay. Feeling a little bit better.
I think the only thing she would be mad about is if she packed wrong.
Okay.
Like if she didn't have the right clothes or shoes or whatever. Like just make sure you're real clear on climate and activities.
All right. I may run it by you.
Okay.
Okay. So
because that's the only thing that would make me mad is if I showed up and I didn't feel like I had, you know, like if you're going somewhere fancy and the only thing she has is like flip-flops and a sarong for the beach, but you're taking her to a super nice restaurant on one of the nights. Or if you're going like, I don't know, what's it called where you zip line through the jungle and she's only got, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'd be mad about is if I wasn't properly packed.
At my weight, I don't zip line. But thank you, though, for the suggestion. Thank you so much for the suggestion.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.